The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
1-800-330-9999. It's another round of What Makes You Cheap.
I don't know if cheap is the word. Practically speaking, all right, I guess it's a little bit cheap.
There's a difference between cheap and frugal. Frugal I can bear with. Cheap is, it's annoying.
So I was working in my yard over the weekend, and I'm getting a bunch of stuff done. And I look across the street, and my neighbor directly across is doing the same thing at that time. And he's not often working out in the yard. He typically hires people to do it. One thing that I hired people to do a couple years ago was put pine trees all along the perimeter of his house. He's got a neighbor on the other side of that he doesn't want to look at their property. So they've come back at least three times since then because 3, 4, maybe 5 of the trees, and there's like 30 of them total, are just dead, right? They just won't grow, no matter what. There's water over there. There's all sorts of stuff. He's put all sorts of time and effort into it, and they won't grow. They just turn totally brown. I come across my yard on Saturday while I'm working out there, and he's spray painting the trees. He's spray painting his actual pine trees.
What?
Yes. He was spray painting the trees green.
Oh, green?
Yeah.
I thought he was trying to be retro, making them like gold or something.
No. He was spray painting the trees green so that they look like they're healthy pine trees that are growing. To which I said, Mark, are you spray painting your trees?
Right.
So he turned around and he said, that's 100% what I'm doing. He's like, I don't want to pay to have them replanted again.
Okay.
Right at that moment.
But did they look like they were alive when he spray painted them green? What shade of green did he get?
I don't know if they look alive. I didn't really get up close to see the shade of green. They look better than they looked before.
All right.
I can tell you that. And I think that they're kind of blending in.
Nice.
I don't know if this is going to be a thing where he's got to retouch them. I don't know if it was some sort of specific paint or something like that.
Yeah.
But he spray painted like 4 trees green.
Nice work.
It was wild.
Saved himself a ton of money.
I've heard about them doing this at like golf courses and stuff like that, especially when there's like big televised events that's going to be coming up. They'll spray paint different areas because, I mean, golf courses, even with the best crew, they'll get some dead spots of their grass. And I'm thinking to myself, am I the idiot that's spending all the money trying to get the products to actually get the grass healthy?
Mm-hmm.
Should I just be spray painting my lawn?
Yes, the answer is yes. Clearly.
I mean, his trees definitely look better.
Do you think I could, I kill every flower in my yard. Do you think I could spray paint a couple of rose bushes?
I really don't know. It was the first time I had ever seen it. But the truth is that I had heard this before, again, just with golf courses and stuff. But I thought it was like, you know, just something they do for TV.
Well, I think that there's certain things you do that just make you cheap. I mean, I get it. If you failed 5 times at that tree and it's like they're expensive every time you want to replant them, just spray paint them.
I know it's at least the 3rd tree that's been in that spot. I know that.
Yeah, I realized the other day that one of the cheapest things I do lately is you know, like when you go to fast food places and you take the napkins and you put them in your car.
Sure.
I've gone a step further and now I steal all the napkins at the fast food places, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Burger King, and I home, because I don't want to buy napkins for home.
No, I can't do that. Yeah. I can't go that far.
Yeah, not,
I don't like those
Starbucks
napkins for home.
No. The Starbucks ones are trash because they're like recycled and the consistency is weird.
Okay.
But all the other ones,
those are actually better for the planet, but that's what makes them terrible.
Right.
Right,
but,
I understand.
Know, I'll take like a handful of McDonald's napkins, and I can't remember the last time I bought actual napkins for my home.
I can't do the regular, I can't do store napkins when I'm at home. I got to have Bounty.
What is that thing that makes you cheap? 1-800-330-9999. I had an old co-host that he would re-give cards. So he had like a birthday card, an anniversary card, and he would never sign them. And he would hand them to the person, and then he would ask for them back, and then he would reuse them all the time. Isn't that the cheapest thing you ever heard?
pretty terrible. You know that I will use a card no matter what it's for. I will repurpose a card.
Yeah.
So I have all sorts of cards. Like if I see cards that I like, I buy those cards. And then what happens is those cards just sit unused in a closet or a drawer at my house for years and years. So I will reappropriate those cards. So I don't care if it's a Valentine's Day card. If it's really nice and I like it, you might get it for Christmas.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'll cross it out. I'll make it make sense. You know, I'll write things in there too.
What is the cheapest thing that you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
When I was younger, my mom was so cheap that instead of replacing the lock, she'd have us tie it.
With what? Rope?
Yeah, just some rope. We'd have to, we'd tie rope every day, every week, anytime we had to, anytime it broke.
You mean like the front door lock? You would tie your front door closed?
Yes.
Oh, man. Mom wasn't cheap. Mom was broke. Just so you guys know, you should buy your mom a new lock today.
That's terrible.
Just for the sake of it. Your mom was a chief. She was broke, using rope to keep you all safe.
That's awful.
Dang, mom does what she's got to do, though.
Yeah.
You do what you got to do.
Yeah, she did.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you cheap?
Yeah, so I learned it from my mom, who learned it from my grandma, but I'm always adding water to everything to just kind of extend the life of it. So I add water to ketchup. I add water to dish soap. Anything you can think of that I can thin out and draw it out, I'm going to do it.
I mean, I know the soap thing, and I'm not against the soap thing. All right, I need a couple more hand washes out of this. I'm going to get that soap out of there. I'm with that. But ketchup?
Like watered down ketchup just sounds nasty.
Just saying it.
Yeah.
Saying it is hard for me right now to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, if I need to be cheap in that way in regards to ketchup, I'm just going to go hang out at some fast food joint and steal all the ketchup packets from the condiment area.
Right.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's smart.
Whew.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you cheap?
I always ask for tap water whenever I go to a restaurant, either it's at the table or at the drive-thru. I don't care.
You know, why do we feel so awkward about this?
I don't know.
Because I have been in the car when somebody's done it. And I feel like I need to apologize to the person in the drive-thru window. And that's so stupid. Like, a bottled water should not cost
$3. Exactly.
Everything about that is wrong. And the tap water on ice actually tastes better sometimes.
Oh, no, I take a stand on it because I found that a lot of restaurants were doing that. They're like, would you like Pellegrino, like, you know, fine flat water or tap water? And now, like, you know how everyone kind of awkwardly looks at each other? I will always pipe up first, and I'll be like, tap water.
Give me the tap.
Water. I'll take the tap water.
Give me the tap. If you bring the hose spigot out here, I'll just handle it right now
myself. I'll put it right to my mouth. I'll drink right out of the hose. I got no shame.
Good for you for doing it. I, you know, your kids must hate it, but good for you for doing it.